Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm still trying to figure out from the Oscars how Ariana Grande was able to sit in a chair in the dress she was in. It almost looked like if you were to put a tutu on, but a more formed kind of a gown.
It was totally cool.
But I don't know how you could sit in that dress because of the part that goes out. I mean, she's small. But it still had to have been hard to get.
Was she sitting in that dress? I saw the walk-in dress, which was like the red carpet dress.
Oh, good.
And then I didn't see if that's what she was wearing when she was sitting.
I don't know how she would change. I love Selena Gomez. She had a great dress on.
No, it's what I see. I don't know where they change, but I do know that at the Oscars, you walk in with one dress, and then all of a sudden, star's wearing another dress on stage to present or whatever. Harrison Ford wasn't there. He was supposed to, I think, present. And he got shingles.
Oh, no.
And, yeah, so. Yeah. It's not a cool way to miss the show, but that was his situation. And there was an earthquake that occurred.
Oh, really?
End of the night, end of the party, about a 3.9 in North Hollywood. So L.A. was a little bit rocked after the Oscars.
Yeah, so maybe, just maybe, that was a sign. They're like, maybe you shouldn't be having it. Maybe. Or maybe Adrian Brody's still speaking.
Back in the day, the youngest guy to win an Oscar in his category. And so, well, yeah, he's been there before. And it just kind of, you know, when you just kind of know when to stop, he doesn't have that thing.
No, he was sure he was going to say something really good. And so, yeah, Halle Berry last night had on this, like, it was such a cool dress. It looked like a dress of broken pieces of glass.
Mirror.
Yeah, exactly. It was super cool. She looked gorgeous. And hair cut short, kind of like in a wet bob kind of a look. I liked it. A lot of pretty dresses. We'll talk about that. 621 at Kiss 98.5. Here's what's trending on your Monday morning.
What's trending? It was Anora, a $6 million budget movie that won big at the Academy Awards on Sunday night. The film was named Best Picture. Mike Madison, who's in the movie, she's the one that plays, she's a stripper, starts dating a oligarch's son. Rich Russian guy's son, and then, well, the family in Russia doesn't like it. So, Cinderella story? Anyhow, she won for Best Actress. Sean Baker earned honors as Best Director, Best Original Screenplay, and Best Editing. And when he won the award for Best Editing, he was funny. He comes up and goes, well, I saved this movie from this horrible director, which he also was. So
very funny.
He was making fun of himself on that one. It was a sweet moment every time they came up to win. Adrian Brody voted Best Actor for The Brutalists. Thought for sure that was going to go to Timothy Chalamet. It did not. Kieran Culkin won for A Real Pain, which is a must-see, according to my friend Annie. And Zoe Saldana won for Best Supporting Actress for Emilia Perez. Her speech First off, Jane, she runs up there and she's like, hi, mommy. Hi, mommy. Her mom is somewhere in the crowd, but she can't catch her eye. And then she eventually does. But the speech was it was filled with emotion. Saldana winning last night for best supporting actress. And that was for Emilia Perez. She was really, really rich with emotion during that whole speech. I love that. That was good.
That was nice.
The CEO strike, far from over. We'd heard last week, well, Thursday night, Friday morning, they said, okay, we've got this agreement or some sort of decision from the mediators. That didn't fly with the actual people that were striking. So New York correction officers have now officially been on strike for 2 weeks. And, well, even beyond that mediation talk, hundreds of COs now plan to take their fight to Albany tomorrow. New York State issued a warning Sunday afternoon, then Sunday night, saying that you'll be terminated if you don't go back to work. They also said, take away any health care benefits for you or your family. You won't be eligible for COBRA. The termination of officers letter came Sunday night to those officers. So they go to Albany. This thing is, it's not done yet, not even near done yet for New York State corrections officers.
And for anybody that, you know, there's obviously issues that they care that much about to put their job on the line. And then on top of it, for anybody in Western New York or in New York State that is a family member to a National Guards, man or woman, that's who is covering the duties of all of these correction officers. And it's a much different ballgame than they're used to. It's a mess. And I go back to that first week. Was it Friday when they went on strike, Nick? And they're like, yeah, they're going to start talking next week. And we were both surprised, like, why aren't they around a table?
I think it was the Columbus Day week, or President's Day weekend. Whatever weekend it was. Yeah, they started over the weekend, like on a Saturday, then by Monday, and then they were putting things off for a few days. And I'm like, start now. But they needed to arrange a mediator and get a mediator in place. So that was the timeline. The mediator was given 4 days to work it out. Whatever deal they presented to the COs, they said, this is nice. It does not go far enough to help keep things safe behind the bars of those prisons. So,
but I don't remember ever a strike that they came down with, okay, if you don't stop striking, we're taking away your family and your health benefits and you won't be able, like, I haven't ever heard a strike go that far.
What makes this unique is that this wasn't authorized by the union.
Right.
And so technically the union wouldn't offer support. Unions usually do when there's a strike like that, like cover things. I believe with this particular situation, because it's you might have heard the term wildcat strike. That means you're doing it without your union support. It is workers, the people going to work every day at these prisons, that are the ones striking without. They didn't go to a union vote or anything on that. So, tough situation.
Well, clearly it's that bad that they're willing to do the quote-unquote wildcat strike. Because the things that they're fighting for, including the correction officer safety, is that bad. And so, hopefully they're able to
last night, like New York State was strong arming them on
this one. I didn't like that.
Yeah. Well, they're going to do what the people are going to play their cards at this point.
I know.
So, you're going to see it go back and forth. I don't think it ends soon. I hope it does. Looks like this could go long. Wildfires affecting the Carolinas. They had very dry conditions. They say somewhere around 175 active wildfires, getting areas in South Carolina, North Carolina as well, some near Myrtle Beach, some contained. It's not a spot that usually gets that many wildfires. So got our eyes on that. And of course, Buffalo's got a lot of family that, remember when everybody moved to North Carolina?
Oh, yeah.
When they opened up the bank headquarters down there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so there's that. Speaking of banks, Citigroup accidentally made a transfer to one customer's account. $81 trillion accidentally deposited.
How many zeros is that? That's like a lot of zeros.
No. Speaking of zeros, big luxury group Prada looking to buy big luxury brand Versace.
Ooh.
This could be a merger with Prada and Versace. I assume they both continue to be their own individual things, but just owned by one company. Mm-hmm. So this is a $1.6 billion deal. And last weekend, or this weekend, it was SNL. So they returned after their 50th break, their all-star break, let's say.
Nick, I was laughing so hard. I mean, and Tate McRae was great.
Was the White House.
Oh, my God.
Mike Myers returns as Elon Musk.
Oh, he was so good as Elon Musk.
Yep.
Yeah.
He had the inflection down and everything.
Kind of nailed it.
Oh, it was.
Did that have you chuckle and wheeze?
Oh, my gosh. And I'm not an SNL fan. And I'm
Laughing. Oh, my gosh. You guys, I was laughing so hard. It was very funny.
Kind of
encapsulated it perfectly.
Shane Gillis was the host of the show, and also if he struggled, but some of his opening joke, he did monologue, you know, stand-up guy comes on, he does some jokes. Some of them fell flat with the crowd. Nobody more aware than himself as when his jokes just don't really fly with who he's in front of, so that was fun. He's going to be here in May for a big show at Sabres did not win on Saturdays. They skate tonight. It's a home and away with Montreal, so they lost, I think.
Trade deadline's Friday. There'll be some guys looking for new zip codes.
Yep. That's a very real thing. That's it for your news and views. Time right now is 6:30.